Welcome to the Profit Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all year long, with your host, Calvin Wright.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Podcast, the number one fantasy football independent podcast in the state of Kentucky, produced, recorded, and hosted by a 20-year-old University of Kentucky student who's also a Green Bay Packers fan. It's a very, very prestigious podcast you get the honor and privilege to listening to. We got starts and sits today. We got starts and sits for the first time in what? How many months? Finally starts and sits. No longer are we talking about, this guy might be good in a year or two. No, we're talking about tomorrow. Start this guy tomorrow. I'm excited. I am very excited because we finally made it to starts and sits. The most wonderful time of the year. A little Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer reference there for you all. I know my podcast is a lot of diehard Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer fan. Anyways, starts and sits. So this starts and sits is going to be a little different than how the starts and sits is normally formatted. Usually what we do is, you know, I go through every game and tell you if I'm starting or sitting them. We're not quite doing that today because it's week one. So things are a little different. You know, you're starting the studs, especially week one. Most people drafted a team, and that team is automatically started pretty much, and there are only one or two choices that you have to make week one. They're hard choices because we have such little to go off of, like Miles Sanders or Ramondre Stevenson. Gosh, I don't know, and it's tough. So I figure I'll answer those hard questions, kind of give you some of the players I'm excited about or very low on. And that way, when it inevitably fails, you can be mad at me instead of yourself. That's the point of this podcast, is to give you an outlet to set your fantasy football anger on me. Direct your anger at me, not yourself. So let's go through the quarterback starts of the week. Quarterbacks that I am very, very high on, I like a lot. Number one quarterback, Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray's team is injured. The team has fallen apart. It's just him, Marquise Hollywood-Brown, and A.J. Green. I think Kyler Murray's going to have a fantastic game against the Chiefs. He's a good runner. He's a good passer. He's going to keep it competitive in what should be a high-scoring week one game. Kyler Murray should produce excellent fantasy football numbers. Honestly, all these players being out doesn't matter too much for his fantasy output. If anything, it actually helps because he's going to have to run the ball a little more than usual. So love Kyler Murray. Next up, next start of the week at the quarterback position is Jalen Hurts. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You all knew it was coming. He's going against the Detroit Lions, and he runs the football, and he's got A.J. Brown now. Yeah. Jalen Hurts, automatic must start. He should go crazy week one. Jalen Hurts, start him pretty much over any other quarterback. Next is Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson getting his revenge game, whatever, against Seattle. It's not really much of a revenge game. He left and was happy about it. But look, it's Monday night. It's prime time. He's got Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon. Great offense. Going against Seattle Seahawks. He should beat them up. He should kick their butts. And he should have an insane fantasy game. I think he will score 25-plus points. And you're going to be hoping for that Monday night miracle, and you're going to get it from Russell Wilson. They're going to let Russ cook. Next up, I realize there's a lot less analysis than there usually will be on starts and sits because we don't have all the stats and data. It's just my kind of what I just think right now based on what I've watched, preseason news, stuff like that. Next up is Russell Wilson. Failed to get the contract negotiated. I think he's going to go out there. He's got something to prove, a little bit of a chip on the shoulder, and it always helps when you're facing the New York Jets. Joe Flacco across the ball. Yeah, Lamar Jackson. It's a perfect storm for Lamar Jackson to go off for 40 fantasy points. It's a perfect storm for that game to happen. Next up is Herbert, and these two are in the same game. Herbert and Carr, I love both of them this week. Vegas versus Chargers, 425 game. This should be high scoring. This should be a shootout. This is going to be a great game. I think both quarterbacks are going to go off. Derek Carr with his new shiny toy Davante Adams. We're still not sure about Darren Waller. He's currently, it literally just updated. He's not on week one injury report. So Darren Waller is playing. Derek Carr, I am confident, will have a very, very good fantasy week. And Justin Herbert, obviously, if you drafted him, you're starting, but I'm giving you a little extra vote of confidence. I love Herbert this week. But what are the quarterbacks that I don't like? Which quarterbacks am I saying, hey, I don't think they're going to do super well? Well, I'm glad you asked. Trey Lance is one of them. Oh, no. I don't think Trey Lance has a great week one against Chicago. I have a feeling this game is just going to be gross. It's just going to be gross. Kittle hasn't practiced all week. He's banged up. He's still questionable. Elijah Mitchell is banged up. He just got cleared, and Lance has had those accuracy issues. I don't think this is the game he goes crazy. I wish it were. I have Trey Lance in a lot of leagues, but I'm tempering the expectations for Trey Lance. I don't think he has that crazy game against Chicago. Week two against Seattle, that's probably when it happens, if it's going to happen. But I'm tempering the expectations on Trey Lance breakout season just a little bit. Next up is Joe Burrow against Pittsburgh. I think there's just going to be a Super Bowl slump, especially at the beginning of the season for Joe Burrow and this team, Pittsburgh. It's a tough, gritty rival. I don't think this is going to be high-scoring, offensive output game. I think it's going to be lower scoring. A lot of just three-yard runs by Najee Harris and Joe Mixon. And I think Joe Burrow is going to disappoint. I don't think he's going to be terrible, but when we last saw Joe Burrow, he was torching defenses, 34 points, 38 points. That's what we last saw him in fantasy football world, and I don't think we get that. The next quarterback that I am a little lower on and not super happy to start is Tom Brady. Tom Brady is going through some stuff, and he gets Dallas 8-20. I hate counting against Brady, but he's not going to have Chris Godwin, it doesn't seem like. So just going to be Evans and Julio, who he hasn't played a game with, and Leonard Fournette, no Gronk. I don't think Brady has a great game against Dallas. I think Dallas comes out Sunday Night Football and stomps on Tampa Bay. It's a shocker, I know, but Brady has too many personal issues right now going on for me to be really confident starting in week one, especially without Chris Godwin and Gronk now. So not starting Brady, not happy about Brady right now. And then the other quarterback that I think is going to bust a little bit is Aaron Rodgers. And really, this isn't a fault of Aaron Rodgers. It's just he has no receivers, especially Alan Lazard is now not playing. So it's Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, Romeo Doubs. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's all he has to work with. I'm not saying he's going to have a terrible game in real life. He'll probably be incredibly efficient, but it's not going to be the numbers that help you win a fantasy football matchup. So those are the quarterback busts. Let's go to running back booms. And I'm very happy to announce for the very first time, Travis Etienne is a start of the week going against Washington, whose defense is very not good. Very, very, very not good. Yeah. Travis Etienne should have an incredible game. Oh, I'm so excited. James Robinson. If you needed more confidence to not be high on James Robinson, it was Cam Akers. Everyone was telling me, oh, James Robinson is going to be fine. Look, Cam Akers is back. Okay. Give me all the Etienne shares. Give me all the Etienne. He's going to have a great game against Washington. This is his coming out party. He finally gets a play. I think Travis Etienne finishes top 10 this week. So all in on the Travis Etienne train. Next running back that I'm super high on this week is DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift is one of the most talented running backs in the NFL going against Philadelphia. I think that Detroit Lions will lean on him heavily. I think he will be the focal point of this offense. A lot of these faces are kind of new in Detroit. I mean, DJ Chark. It's not a lot that they have the same from last year that's good. I think DeAndre Swift is one of the pieces that they're going to lean on. I think Detroit's going to be a bit better as a team, so I don't think they're going to get blown out by Philly. I think Philly wins pretty easily, but I think Swift will have a fantastic game. Miles Sanders on the other side of the ball. He was profit approved. And I'm going back to the Miles Sanders well and saying he's going to be a great start week one. is going to be a great start week one. No injury designation heading into Sunday. Last season, he averaged 5.5 yards a carry. Year before that, 5.2 yards a carry. He's a talented running back in an incredibly easy matchup, running behind the best offensive line in football. I know we all want to believe Miles Sanders sucks and is irrelevant for fantasy, but it's not how it is. He's going to be good. He's going to be good, and you're going to go, gosh, why didn't I draft him? He was going in the seventh round. So trade for him. Trade for him right now. It's not too late to trade for Miles Sanders. There is literally no hype surrounding Miles Sanders. No one wants him. It's a little like Antonio Gibson. They were so overrated that they have become underrated. I sent someone a trade involving Antonio Gibson. I said, do you want Antonio Gibson? And they said, ask yourself that question. The answer is no. No one wants these players, and they're going to be relevant. Miles Sanders is not this terrible running back. He's a good running back, a good pass catcher, behind the best offensive line facing the Detroit Lions. Miles Sanders is one of the Prophet-approved players this week. Now, another running back that I absolutely love is Aaron Jones. We talked about there being no wide receivers for the Packers. Aaron Jones is going to have to be the guy to step in. He could easily see 60, 70 yards through the air, another 50, 60 on the ground, punches in a touchdown. Suddenly, Aaron Jones is having a fantastic week, especially if you're in a PPR league. So Aaron Jones is a must start for me. Chase Edmonds is the next, and this is scary because it's Miami versus New England. But Chase Edmonds, Chase Edmonds is the guy for Miami's backfield. They paid him a lot of money to come. He specifically wanted to play for this coach, for this team, for the system, for the scheme. He fits into it. Sure, Raheem Mostert will get the ball a little bit, but Chase Edmonds is their number one running back. And I think Chase Edmonds is going to have a very good game against the Patriots. The Patriots are going to be focusing on shutting down Hill and Waddle. That's what the defense is focusing on, Hill and Waddle. And it's going to leave a lot of open room for Chase Edmonds to break off some nice runs, average probably 4.5 yards a carry. Chase Edmonds is going to have a great game, gets a few receptions, maybe punches in touchdowns. Suddenly we're looking at a top 10 day for Chase Edmonds. So I really like Chase Edmonds. I know it's scary starting him, but I think you got to do it. The final running back that I love this week is another Monday Night Miracle, Javonte Williams. I just think it's an easy matchup, and I think he's a really talented player on a good offense. That's the analysis. The analysis is not that Melvin Gordon won't get the ball. Melvin Gordon will get the ball, and probably for where people have Melvin Gordon ranked, he's going to also be a good play this week. But Javonte should see like 16 to 20 points week one, I think. And I think it will bode very well for the rest of the season for Javonte. It's going to be a little bit of a hot hand approach. So if Javonte can get the hot hand early on, who knows the upside? We haven't seen the upside yet. Running back busts. Running backs that I don't like. Rashad Penny is one of them. He plays for Seattle, and he's facing Denver. And his quarterback is Geno Smith. I don't think I need to give any more anything. I think that should be enough. Here's what I think about Rashad Penny. I think Rashad Penny will have some incredible games this season. But I think in fantasy football, you're going to want to jump off a building if you're in a position where you have to start Rashad Penny. He's going to be so hard to predict. This offense as a whole is going to be very hard to predict. There will be points. There will be points. But they're not going to be consistent. And 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to regret starting a Seattle Seahawks player this year. And I think Rashad Penny, the hype has built up too much. I can't do it. The other running back that I do not like is J.K. Dobbins, coming off that fresh ACL tear. They're not even sure how involved he's going to be. They don't know. I mean, he's had a while to recover, and he's questionable for week one. You can't have him in the lineup. You cannot have him in your lineup. I know the matchup is juicy against the Jets, but even if he plays, it's going to be limited snaps. You're going to have to rely on a touchdown or crazy, insane efficiency, I think it's way more likely that he busts and Lamar Jackson rushes for 150 yards. That is way more likely to me. The other running back is in this game. I do not like Breece Hall. His quarterback's Joe Flacco, and he's on the Jets. Yeah, the upside that we thought the Jets had, if Zach Wilson comes out, it's irrelevant right now because Zach Wilson isn't playing. We know what the Jets with Joe Flacco are. It's not something where I've ever been excited to start anyone, except for Jameson Crowder for some weird reason. Michael Carter is going to get the ball week one. It's going to be a tandem. It's going to be a timeshare. Breece Hall will have to prove himself, which I believe he will. In season long, I like Breece Hall. But week one, no. I do not condone starting Breece Hall week one. Najee Harris is also a little bit of a bust. Not saying he's going to be horrible, but I think he'll be underwhelming. 13, 14, 15 points. I don't think he has a great game. I think it's just kind of a little bit disappointing. Cincinnati's defense, I think this is going to be, like I said, a lower scoring game. Not as many touchdown opportunities. He's had a few little injury issues in this preseason. I'm not worried about that particularly. It's more that his quarterback's Mitch Trubisky, who's not going to throw him as many checkdowns, who will take a little bit of the rushing opportunities. And I think that this is just going to be a lower scoring game. So I do not love Najee Harris this week. Obviously, you have to start him if you drafted him, but don't be excited about it. The other running back that I dislike this week and really season long is David Montgomery. He's on the Bears going to San Francisco. San Francisco is a great defense. And David Montgomery, I think the stat line for him is like 60 yards. Yeah, and that's it. Sort of game. It's just going to be, oh gosh. That's going to be your reaction when you look at it. You're not going to be like, no. You're just going to look at it and go, ugh, come on. I don't see the vision for the Bears this week. I have not been sold on the Chicago Bears. I like Fields a little more than most people in fantasy. I actually like him a lot more than most people in fantasy, but just the run game right now, not interested, especially week one. And then Cordero Patterson, do not start him. Do not start him. Do not start Cordero Patterson. I know you're tempted, but don't. New Orleans is a good defense. Cordero Patterson is 31 years old. He fell off last season. They've got Damien Williams, and more importantly, they have Tyler Algier, who actually looks very good. Very good. He's number three running back. I think he'll get the ball a little bit. So Atlanta is not going to do well in this game. I think the Saints will kind of kill them, and I think they'll have to abandon the run game, but I don't think the garbage time is going to be that good either, honestly. I really don't. So those are the running backs I do not love this week. Wide receiver booms. Here we go. For the first time ever, everyone, welcome to the wide receiver boom list. Chris Olave. I've been waiting so long to say that. Chris Olave will go boom. Look, he's going against the Falcons. That's it. That's all I got to say. Chris Olave is going against the Falcons with a healthy Jameis Winston. Michael Thomas is questionable. We've been saying it all year. Michael Thomas is not 100% himself yet. He's just not. There's a decent chance he won't ever be because he probably did permanent damage because he refused to get the surgery he needed. Yeah, his rehab has been a complete mess, a disaster. And now he has a new injury. He hasn't played in 2 years. How is he getting injured? So Chris Olave could easily take over this week as the number one wide receiver on the Saints. I'm betting on it in my fantasy leagues. I've got him everywhere. And I'm also betting it on Prize Picks and Underdog. On Prize Picks, I have so many props with Chris Olave. My most recent prop, Tom Brady, 0.5 pass yards, taking the over easily. Chris Olave, 10 fantasy points is what Prize Picks is projecting Chris Olave. 10 fantasy points. You got to smash the over. This is PPR. Travis Etienne, 14 fantasy points. Come on, you got to be kidding me. Miles Sanders, 58.5 rushing and receiving yards. Free money. Aaron Jones, 86.5 rushing and receiving yards. Hitting the over as well on that one. So when you download Prize Picks and make your bets this week, use that promo code PROFIT and you're automatically entered to win the Cortland Sutton autographed mini helmet and some awesome Marquise Hollywood Brown card. So make sure you do that. But yeah, those guys are so lowballed on Prize Picks, but I love Chris Olave this week. Ja'Marr Chase, I think, will have a good game. Despite me being lower on Burrow, I think Ja'Marr Chase will be really the only Bengal that kind of pulls through. And it's really just, I think he's on a different level than most NFL players. I think he's just a generational player. And even against Pittsburgh in what I think will be a gritty, lower scoring game, I think be a little bit like Cooper Kupp last night, where nothing really worked except for Cooper Kupp. I think that's going to be a little bit like Chase. I'm not as low on the Bengals as a whole. I just don't think they'll be crazy good, but Ja'Marr Chase will be great. A.J. Brown is the next wide receiver on Philly. I said I love Jalen Hurts. I said I love Miles Sanders. I also love A.J. Brown this week. I think he'll go off in his debut. He's a really talented wide receiver playing Detroit. Michael Pittman is the next wide receiver that I think is a must start. He's going against Houston. He's Matt Ryan's number one target. And he's also a crazy good wide receiver who had a breakout last year. Now he gets the quarterback upgrade. He's in his third year. I think Michael Pittman is going to be a fantastic start to the season. I mean, Houston, Jacksonville, Kansas City, Tennessee, Denver, Jacksonville. I mean, his schedule is pretty good to start the season. I think Michael Pittman starts really red hot. Terry McLaurin is actually on my start list this week. He snuck his way on there. The elusive Terry McLaurin snuck his way on there. Look, Jacksonville's defense is not good, and Terry McLaurin is very good. And I think I would be starting him in this game with Heinicke. And Carson Wentz, as much as I dislike Carson Wentz and think he's overrated and sucks, Carson Wentz is better than Heinicke. So it is a quarterback upgrade, a painfully gross quarterback upgrade, but it is a quarterback upgrade. I think Terry McLaurin will have a fantastic game. I think he'll have a fantastic game. Marquise Hollywood Brown is the next one. He's the only wide receiver left for this Arizona team, really. I think he'll have a great game against Kansas City. I think he'll catch at least one deep bomb. Cortland Sutton is the next wide receiver I'm all in on. You heard me talking about how much I love Russell Wilson in this revenge game. I believe Cortland Sutton is going to be Russell Wilson's wide receiver one in Denver. Therefore, I believe Cortland Sutton will have a very good game week one. And then the other wide receiver that I'm like all in on this week is CD Lamb. Obviously, you're starting CD Lamb. If you had him, you spent that high draft price pick on him. But you heard me say earlier, I think Dallas is going to come out and stomp on Brady and the Bucks. I think CD Lamb will be a big part of that. I think he'll go crazy in this game. Two touchdowns, 100 yards. I think CeeDee Lamb will have a massive week-winning week. Wide receiver busts. The wide receivers that I'm out on, it's not as many, but it's a few. Amari Cooper. Sorry, Amari Cooper, but your quarterback is Jacoby Brissett. That's all the reasoning. I think most people were kind of out on Amari Cooper, but just in case you forgot that Jacoby Brissett is in the year 2022, the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. There you go. The next wide receiver is Tyreek Hill. Patriots are notorious for shutting down your number one option. I think they will focus heavily on Tyreek Hill. He'll have a couple highlight plays, but overall, I think the fantasy output will be lacking. Keenan Allen, I'm not very high on. I think Mike Williams will be the wide receiver one in this game. I think he matches up better against Vegas. I think Herbert is going to be targeting him in the end zone. I think Austin Eckler will also see a ton of volume. I think Keenan Allen will be underwhelming. Reliable as always, probably have to start him, but just temper the expectations. Jerry Jeudy, I think, is actually going to bust a little bit. I said Cortland Sutton's the guy. Jerry Jeudy is the number two. And if you're expecting Jerry Jeudy to be the number two, you'll be happy. You'll be fine. But if you drafted Jerry Jeudy with this belief that he's going to be the wide receiver one on the Denver Broncos, then I think you're going to be horribly disappointed this Monday night. DK Metcalf is the next one. He historically has produced like fairly well with Geno Smith, but it's nothing that I am comfortable banking on. You're going to be hoping for a touchdown. He's too touchdown dependent for me right now with Geno Smith as quarterback. I just think Seattle's going to be a dumpster fire this year. That's really what it comes down to. And then Michael Thomas is the final bust at the wide receiver position. I've been saying it for a long time. I don't think Michael Thomas is ever going to be returning to where he was. He now has this new injury, the hamstring issue that's been lingering for a little while. I think Chris Olave is easily going to take over, and there's a good chance they get up to a big lead early on, especially with Alvin Kamara. You know, I think that there won't be a need for Michael Thomas in the second half. And if he struggles in the first half with this injury, suddenly you're looking at like a 6-point game for Michael Thomas, and you're going to be horribly disappointed. So there we go. There are the booms, the busts. Those are the players that I am particularly passionate about. Listen, in the future, obviously, we're going to go a little more in depth because we're going to have stats. We're going to have, hey, last week this happened. This has been, but right now, you're starting most of your lineup as is, but these were just some players that I felt the need to mention, hey, you better start these guys, or hey, you better temper the expectations, maybe bench these guys. So thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. I cannot believe we made it to NFL season. I am so excited. And no, I'm not addressing the Cam Akers stuff right now. I need to watch the actual tape of the game, not the highlights. I'll probably talk about that Monday is when I will talk about Cam Akers and Allen Robinson. Obviously, I was disappointed in the Rams, but I don't want to speak for season-long takes yet just with one day of processing that. There's a good chance that that was just an off game. There's a good chance that Cam Akers really isn't going to be relevant this year in fantasy, but I need to go back and watch the all 52... The tape from the game, the all 22 tape. So I will be working on that tomorrow, taking notes, and I will have my thoughts on Cam Akers and the Rams and all those players you're worried about Monday morning with the rest of them. So that's if you were waiting for that. Yeah, that's my plan for that. I don't want to give you bad advice because I didn't do research. All right. See you next time.